It's another 10-question sit-down tonight, and our guest is the captain of the New York Islanders. It's Anders Lee. Anders, thanks so much for taking some time to join me. You've been through it all, but I'm not sure you've been through an interview like this, kind of off the grid a little bit. The first question I have for you is, what game in your career do you feel like you were at your all-time best?
Wow. Haven't thought about something like that. I think we played some pretty good hockey in the bubble. Felt like our team and our line, and you know, you asked from an individual standpoint, felt really, really good there. We were playing, that was some pretty high end hockey at that time. So maybe I think just, you know, a few seconds here after you asked me that question, my mind might go there.
Yeah, for sure. When you look back at those games in the bubble, do you think it was the bonding and the team building and everything off of the ice that led to a lot of that success?
Absolutely. It was such a unique and intimate situation. Whether it was all the time we spent in the hotels together or, having nobody in the building, and you score a goal and you hear the bench, you don't get to hear that anymore with the crowd and everything. And it's such an intimate setting. It just felt like it was our team against, everybody else in that sense. And it just was just the 25 guys that were there. It's pretty, pretty special time.
Looking at the NHL as a whole right now, can you pick out who you think is the most underrated player in the league?
You know, you can talk about Bo Horvat a little bit there. You know, I think just the 200-foot game that he plays every night consistently, I think he can go a little bit underrated, and such a solid centerman. You know, we don't put up 120 points here, but, our guys are we have some great hockey players in this room.
You're obviously a big fan favorite. When is the best time for a fan to approach you if they want an autograph?
I don't mind really any time. You know, it's one thing if I'm with my kids or something and trying to get them through the ice cream line. But even then, it's all good. It's always good to see our fans and, we always have respectful interactions. So nothing really bothers me on that end. And it's always good to see our fans out in public and see them around town and whatnot. So it doesn't bother me too much.
You've been around this organization for a long time. Have you ever been pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Big pranks, big pranks. Not really. We screw around all the time in the locker room. Little things.
No stories.
Not really. Not any bad ones.
When you encounter a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine for you personally to get over that?
You know, everyone processes it differently. I think the way I process it is try to get all my thoughts out of the way and my negative thoughts and try to regroup as quickly as possible. And, you know, sometimes that leads into the next morning. Sometimes it leads in, you know, longer than you want, but recognizing that it's there and recognizing that, some of these thoughts aren't always the truth, and it's never as bad as it is, and it's never as good as it is either. So trying to get yourself back to, you know, thinking positively and coming back to the next day, regardless of how you feel, and putting in a good effort.
Looking outside of the game of hockey, what athlete do you admire the most right now?
Follow the Tour de France pretty good in the summer and enjoy watching that. And Tadej Pogačar is, one of the best in the world and has been for a long time. And I think just the training and the dedication that it takes to be at the top of that game, in cycling is pretty incredible. And there's a phenomenal team aspect to that sport. So I'll go with Toddy for now. I just think that's most recently who I've been kind of following along with.
Talking with Anders Lee, the Islanders captain, here on the 10 question sit down. Anders, looking at your smartphone, do you have one app on it that you think everybody needs to know about?
Oof. That's a great question. Try to put that thing down as much as possible. But then we'll be on a bus ride or be on a flight and you're killing time. A good app. I spent some time on the chess app, try to play some chess, get the brain going. We have a pretty good chess community here on the team. So we get games going all the time. And, that's probably one app that's not, that's kind of off the board, I guess.
When's the last time you got nervous about anything?
Opening night, last game. I always get a little bit of butterflies and get excited about playing hockey. It doesn't get old for me, and don't take this for granted at all. So, you know, it's not like you know, nerves that are extremely nervous. But within hockey, definitely just it gets you excited. And but before that, anytime we were having my wife was in labor, I'll tell you that. That's you know, very grateful for our children, but it's that can be nerve wracking for sure.
I'm trying to ask you some off the wall questions here, but what's one question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
I don't know. You know, people are very, very curious all the time and love to ask me about my football career, which was so much fun. And that's probably one that I get asked most consistently, but I don't get sick of talking about it. But that's probably one that most people are interested in. And, you know, so grateful to be from Minnesota where we could play multiple sports like that. And so it's fun to talk about it more than anything.
The last part of this 10-question sit-down is I've got a question that was posed to you from one of your teammates. We actually sat down with J.G. Pageau last. So J.G. wants to know, prior to the season, where do you get your first haircut and what do you ask for?
I get my haircut in town, and I a little tight on the sides and don't even look at the top.
Tight on the sides, don't look at the top. I love that. All right, so now it's your turn. We're going to talk to Kyle Palmieri coming up in our next episode. Do you have a question for Kyle?
Yeah, I have a great question for Kyle. I'd love to know what his, you know, Kyle's got a lot of tools, and I'd love to know what his favorite tool is at his house and in his garage, and one that he, whether it's his most trusty one or one that he really likes to use.
All right, so we're going actual hardware and tools, not hockey tools, but what's in his garage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much.